And for me, I think that thinking about race historically, or the importance of thinking about race historically, moves us beyond a conversation about trying to debate what race is or who or what is racist or not, and focus on a bigger problematic around sort of what race is doing, how it is operating, and how it works. And I think it's really powerful in the classroom.
Welcome to the Confronting Controversial Past podcast series. This series arose from the Conflict and Identity Conference hosted at Lincoln College, Oxford in 2019. The conference and this series is organised by Heather Mann, Natasha Robinson and myself, Jason Todd. It was made possible through the generous contributions from the Grand Union Doctoral Training Partnership, the Oxford University Knowledge Exchange Seed Fund, Worcester College and Lincoln College. The development of these podcasts has been supported by the Historical Association. By controversial history, we mean history where there is a disagreement about the past or the implications of that past in the present. A disagreement that is often emotive and public in nature. All nations have controversial histories, yet we contend leaving those histories unexplored can contribute to misunderstandings, divisions, and intolerances in contemporary society. We have sought to offer in this series some insights by way of a conversation between a historian and history educators to consider the challenges of teaching the topic or theme of history, including historical and pedagogical approaches. This podcast is around race. Race is an idea that has fundamentally changed the history of many countries, individuals, and communities across the world, with painful and sometimes fatal consequences. I found the work of Stuart Hall to be the most useful guide, or one of the most useful guides in navigating issues of race and identity. Today, there is a broad agreement for the view that race is but a social construction. Yet Hall asks us to think carefully about what this means if we take up such a stance. Hall states the case for the discursive conception of cultural identity, calling race a floating signifier. Hall's work highlights the molten nature of race, its changeable facets. It reminds us that while these identities are constructed and not fixed, they are meaningful and serve functions and purposes with both dire consequences, but sometimes as a way of resisting. Hall's discursive conception fully implicates the subject of history as a tool for understanding race. Yet since race is an idea, writing its history appears at first sight impossible. Racial ideas are contextual, contingent. As the historian Laura Tabili has argued, borrowing from E.P. Thompson, race is a relationship, not a thing. It takes shape discursively through historically specific practices and cultures. Added to this complexity, to historicize race is to recognize its enduring legacies, its historicity, the ways in which racial pasts influence the present. Race, then, is not just another abstract concept with little social or political impact. Nevertheless, the idea of race is complex and paradoxical. I'm lucky, then, to be joined to unravel this complexity, firstly, by Dr. Kenneta Perry. Dr. Perry is director of the Stephen Lawrence Research Centre at De Montfort University. She has written about Black British history, transnational race politics, Black women's history, and anti-racist movements for citizenship, recognition, and social justice throughout the African diaspora. Her book, London is the Place for Me, Black Britain's Citizenship and the Politics of Race, offers a re-examination of the history of race politics in post-war Britain and offers a fresh perspective on the ways in which Black Britons made meaning of their status as citizens in the imperial metropolis. Abdul Muhammad has over 10 years' experience of working with young people from diverse ethnic backgrounds in inner London and currently teaches in an international school. He has also been subject tutor at the University College of London, working at the Institute of Education with School Direct trainee teachers. Dr. Robin Whitburn was for 30 years a secondary school teacher in Northwest London before joining UCL's Institute of Education as a lecturer in history education. Together, Abdul and Robin set up Justice to History as an educational consultancy. Through this work, they work with others to develop curriculum, pedagogy, and assessment that promotes history education that can make a difference to the diverse, multicultural societies we live in by furthering the values of social justice and equality.